Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Janet Winnikoff, Director of Education for the Humane Society of Vero Beach in Indian River County. The Humane Society will be hosting a Disaster Animal Responders Workshop on Sunday, August 20th. The program is for those interested in helping animals impacted by disasters. Janet, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Drew, thanks for having me on.
What do we mean when we say animals impacted by disasters? What does that actually encompass?
Disasters can encompass a lot of different things. So, for instance, here in Florida, we tend to think of hurricanes. And yes, that's a natural disaster, but we also see animals who are impacted by human-made disasters like hoarding and puppy mills. And so this class is going to be covering how we can help those animals best by both our natural disasters and those that are human-made.
And the workshop itself is going to be led by an organization called Red Rover. And as I understand it, training for animal disasters in its many forms is kind of their specialty.
Right. Red Rover is a national organization, and they work on both responding to natural and human-made disasters and also providing training to anyone who's interested in learning what they actually need to do to respond and how to help animals in a disaster situation. And Red Rover is a great facilitator in helping to work with our government officials on providing a response that's both compassionate and professional.
And at the workshop, what will people actually be learning?
The people who will be attending the workshop will be learning things about how a temporary animal shelter is actually set up, how to work hands-on with the animals, what kind of care is going to be required for the animals, and also how to work with each other and take care of yourself. You know, a lot of times when we're faced with a disaster with animals, it can be quite overwhelming emotionally. And so part of being able to take care of animals effectively is also learning how to take care of yourself. So there's going to be a discussion about how to take care of yourself as well so that you can go ahead and be an effective advocate on behalf of animals. The other thing that the class is going to be covering is how to educate the public about certain issues. So for instance, in Florida, our community members need to learn how to adequately prepare their animals and their families for disaster like a hurricane. Pet parents should have items on hand like a go kit. You know, just like you would have all of your supplies ready in the event of a hurricane, you would have a backpack ready for yourself with all of your medication and clothing and things that your family needs. Your pets should have the same thing as well. So Red Rover is going to be discussing how to adequately prepare and what to expect, but they're also going to be talking to people about what to expect when they see a hoarding situation or a puppy mill situation, if that's a case that they may be working, and also talking to the public about that. How can we effectively communicate to the public that these are the situations that are going on and that we see on a regular basis, both here in Florida and nationally, and what things we need to do to be able to stop those situations?
I'm speaking today with Janet Winnikoff, with the Humane Society of Vero Beach and Indian River County. Now, you're also going to be offering $5 neuter surgery for male dogs belonging to Indian River County residents.
That's right. On August 14th, we are going to have a Fix Your Blockhead neuter event, and we're looking at those larger dogs, getting those larger male dogs neutered, and that would be for $5. If the dog does not have a current rabies vaccination, then we would be charging an additional $10 just to make sure that he is current on his rabies vaccine. It's a 10-minute surgery. It's easy, and it prevents us from having unwanted litters in our community. So many people want to do the right thing. They don't want to see homeless animals, and one of the best ways we can do that is through neutering our animals. If we have space to accommodate smaller dogs, please call us anyway.
I've been speaking today with Janet Winnikoff, Director of Education for the Humane Society of Vero Beach and Indian River County. We'll have a link to them as well as an archive of this interview on our website, WQCS.org. Janet, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Drew, thanks for having me on.